A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Inner Community Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2020 issue on the military. Moral Injury and Its Effect on Returning Warriors by Colonel Roy Harrington, USAR, retired. While assigned to the Pentagon from 2005 to 2008, serving in the section of the Army Operations Center that tracks every single soldier's death and funeral right up to the day of burial, I began to ponder what the trauma of war was doing to our warriors. The impact of war was clear in the increasing number of warrior suicides, and I discerned that there was more than just post-traumatic stress at work here. Trying to understand more about what our war does to warriors, I picked up a copy of Methodist theologian Walter Wink's 1998 book entitled The Powers That Be. Let me share a short passage that describes this myth of redemptive violence in its simplest form. He quotes, "Few cartoons have run longer or been more influential than Popeye and Bluto. In a typical segment, Bluto abducts a screaming and kicking Olive Oil, Popeye's girlfriend. When Popeye attempts to rescue her, the massive Bluto beats his diminutive opponent to a pulp, while Olive Oil helplessly wrings her hands. At the last moment, as our hero oozes to the floor, and Bluto is trying, in effect, to rape Olive Oil, a can of spinach pops from Popeye's pocket and spills into his mouth. Transformed by this gracious infusion of power, he easily demolishes the villain and rescues his beloved. The format never varies. Neither party ever gains any insight or learns from these encounters. They never sit down and discuss their differences. Repeated defeats do not teach Bluto to honor Olive Oil's humanity, and repeated pummels do not teach Popeye to swallow his spinach before the fight." Unquote. This simple description of one of my childhood heroes, Popeye, really hit me hard. I had been raised all my life to admire the hero who uses justified force to take down the bad guys, and who always won without any apparent harm to himself. Later, I would see that the same thing in TV shows like Combat that depicted World War II soldiers doing heroic things without much great hazard or damage to their bodies and souls. Our young people today experience the same myth in many violent warfighting online games. But now, the true impact of war and its inherent violence on our warriors is clearer to me than ever. Reflecting on Wink's concept of this myth of redemptive violence, I know that there are times when we must send our warriors into harm's way, and that they must use force to defend our nation and the lives of those who can't defend themselves. But there is nothing redemptive or life-giving in the experience of using force or violence, even when it's clearly justified. We who have sent them into harm's way must be ready to help them deal with all the effects that war can have on our warriors. We have a responsibility to help them fully recover from all their injuries, including post-traumatic stress, moral injury, and military sexual trauma. Post-traumatic stress is a normal fear response to traumatic events in our lives. According to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, 7 to 8% of the general population will experience post-traumatic stress in their lifetime from events like accidents, natural disasters, and violent crime. But moral injury, whose incident rate among combat warriors is not fully researched, is a wound of the soul. It is felt as a deep soul wound when warriors participate in, fail to prevent, or witness events that are in violation of their deeply held moral beliefs. Research from the Journal of Neuropsychiatry, 2019, reports that 25 to 34% of warriors suffer from moral injury in addition to experiencing post-traumatic stress. Dr. Brett Litz, a clinical psychologist, used the term moral injury in a paper published in the Clinical Psychology Review in 2009. Dr. Litz describes a moral injury experience as the extreme distress brought about by perpetrating, failing to prevent, bearing witness, or learning about acts that transgress deeply held moral beliefs and expectations. A few examples of these events, including taking the life of a civilian believed to be an insurgent, unexpectedly seeing human remains, or seeing wounded women or children whom warriors are unable to help. Moral injury can be a significant contributing factor in depression, addiction, and violent behavior, including domestic violence and suicide. When warriors can't forgive themselves for what they have done or have observed, they can't share their trauma with those they love for fear of being labeled immoral or worse, and the symptoms of moral injury begin to appear. In addition to post-traumatic stress and moral injury, some significant percentage of both female and male warriors are suffering from military sexual trauma. Among women, the number may be as high as 40 to 50%, and among men, 5 to 10%. But this trauma is seldom reported and even more rarely prosecuted. Sexual assault is never acceptable and must be condemned and steps taken to prevent it at every level of command in the military. With women now serving in every military specialty, including in frontline combat units, this is a most significant issue for the future. Most of all, we need to make it safe and acceptable for victims of military sexual trauma to come forward to report the assault and seek help for their trauma. This is true throughout the church and our society. We need safe places in our communities where returning warriors can come together by themselves to share their stories of trauma and pain. They need to feel welcomed without fear of being judged or criticized in any way. We can offer them pastoral and sacramental reconciliation, both individually and communally, but only when they are ready. Finally, we need to be ready to help them in every way possible to find jobs, homes, education, and most importantly, to fully reintegrate back into their families and our communities. To quote retired Army chaplain and Vietnam veteran Colonel Herman Kaiser, Jr., when it comes to returning warriors, we must, he says, love them with non-judgmental warmth and positive regard as image bearers of God. Allow them to realize you are willing to wait with empathy for them until such a time as they will allow you into their struggle for forgiveness and absolution. Give them time to again find joy in their hearts. Unquote. One great resource for healing for these invisible wounds of war is the Reboot Combat Recovery Course, a 12-week faith-based journey to healing and growth. For more information about courses near you, can be found at www.rebootrecovery.com. Colonel Roy Harrington, a cradle Catholic educated in Catholic schools, resides in Allen, Washington. Roy is a graduate of the University of Washington and the MPA program at Seattle University. He served in the Army Reserve for 30 years and in public transit operations and emergency management for 32 years. He is available to visit faith communities and veterans groups who want to learn more about the invisible wounds of war, including moral injury, post-traumatic stress, and military sexual trauma.